Good morning. What's Oklahoma's favorite snack food?
Is it fried okra?
Fried okra. Is she right?
No.
Okay. Aww. Is that your favorite snack?
No. I was just guessing.
She was guessing what it could be. Okay. So the way we make okra here, it's not really healthy, is it?
No, but it's good.
Yeah, it is.
I wouldn't pick it for a snack like you, a side dish.
That's a side dish.
I would go for a side of fried okra.
Well, what's your name?
Beth.
Okay.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, Beth.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
Chips and dip.
Oh, I love chips and dip. Is it chips and dip?
I will sit down, and if they're having some magnificent dinner or lunch, and I see some chips and dip...
I have no control.
That's my dinner.
Whatsoever.
Yeah, me neither.
Any dip...
That bag is gone.
Oh, it's gone. I know. It's terrible. Any dip, any chip.
Oh, can I tell you the worst, though?
The worst?
The worst. In our pantry, we have, like, 6 different bags of almost finished chips.
Oh.
But it gets down to the crumblies.
You can't dip them.
So you got to open a new bag.
You can't dip those.
What do you do with the leftovers? Any ideas?
Dump them in the salsa.
You dump them in the salsa? And then what do? Get a spoon?
Yep.
Whatever it takes.
Okay. I will tell you that our favorite snack, although we all agree that this is probably what it is, that wasn't it.
Okay, no dips and chips.
Okay, I will tell you, it's something sweet.
Oh, okay. Right. We have a hint now.
Yep. Hey, what's your name?
All right, Leslie.
Thanks, Leslie.
Dips and chips. I love that so much.
I know.
I'm going to guess pecans.
Pecans. Do you put them in a pie, too?
Yes.
Okay.
Pecan pie.
All right, I will also give you one more hint on this. It's something, I almost said man-made, but a pecan pie is kind of man-made. No, it's like a boxed up candy.
Okay. Milk Duds?
It's not Milk Duds, but now see you're on the right track. It's something from the movie theater.
Ah.
I know. I agree with him. I think pecan pie would beat this in a foot race. That doesn't even make sense. Well, what's your name?
My name's Paul. You guys keep doing a great job. I appreciate you.
Oh, here's some guesses on the text line. Popcorn, pickles or salsa, and peanuts in Coke.
You know,
I've never had that.
I've heard of it. My mom used to do it, but she's never passed that along.
I honestly feel like I can't knock that until I try that.
I don't think you could. If you picture it, a big, tall can of Coke or something, pour some peanuts in there. I think the salty and the sweet would go well together.
And then what do you do with the peanuts at the bottom? You're supposed to crunch on those, probably.
Drink them down. See, it doesn't sound as appetizing
anymore.
It
doesn't. I don't know.
I know what Oklahoma's favorite snack food is.
What?
It's Whataburger.
For a snack? Is that your afternoon snack? I guess he knows.
he just called and hung up.
He's off to get him a Whataburger.
I guess he's in the drive-thru line right now.
I gotta go.
Okay. Hey, speaking of delicious, tasty food, it is a Two Pops Tuesday. We've got a winner coming up later today. The best chicken and pulled pork and sausage and you name it, brisket. And they've got that delicious sides and potato salad and cobbler at the end. Go ahead and go to KXOJ.com under contest and sign up.
And they give you enough for lots of snacks later.
Yeah.
I think I've got the snack for the day.
Okay, what do you think it is for Oklahoma?
I think it's M&M's.
Ooh.
That's mine. I'll tell you that right now.
Different kinds, peanut, caramel, you name it, coconut.
Well, you lost me a coconut, but I liked all the rest of them.
Who is this?
Hi, my name's Terry.
Hey, Terry.
Well, Terry, we're going to come up with our own, and it is not Sour Patch Kids.
There you go.
I'm all for the chocolate M&M.
Yeah, me too.
Bring it, Terry.
Yeah, thumbs up.
Thank you for calling us.
All right, you guys have a great
you
day.
You too, bye.
Bye.
Pecan roll or pecan log?
Oh, those are good.
Pecan log.
Are we talking Little Debbie here?
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, man. My dad's favorites. Seriously.
I don't think I've ever had one of those.
No?
No. You're going to have to go get her one and let her try it, and then she will just...
I've got to.
Once you take a bite of it, your mouth will go, whoa!
Wow, where have I been?
What's the candy? Is it Sour Patch Kids?
Yeah.
You got it.
It is Sour Patch Kids.
You are the first one to guess it.
Hey, absolutely.
Outright.
What's your name?
Stuart Williams.
Okay, so we've had several people off the air kind of quietly tiptoe around the Sour Patch Kids going, well, we thought that that was it, but we didn't think anybody else agreed.
Yeah.
They're like secret Sour Patch Kid lovers.
Yeah.
And so I'm
kind
wondering
of an
about,
underground thing.
What would you say?
Kind of an underground thing.
Yeah, do you say it out loud and proud that you love Sour Patch Kids?
Yeah, I do. My kids like them even more than I do. I'm not too big on sour candy anymore, but...
But it's kind of like a Swedish fish with some sour stuff on it.
Swedish fish. Yeah. That's just a gummy shaped like a fish.
No.
It's not?
Gummy's different than Swedish fish.
What's the difference?
It is. The consistency of the Swedish fish is a lot better than just your average gummy.
Ooh, wow. Oh, not above average. Okay, I need to get out more. Not had a Swedish fish.
You don't even really have to go far to get these, Katie. You can order them from Amazon.
Well,
you don't have to get out more.
All right, I'll order some Swedish fish.
Give it a shot. So far today, sir, she has to try pecan rolls from Little Debbie and Swedish fish.
Oh, and peanuts and Coke. I haven't tried that either.